The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
And good morning, and welcome to a live edition of GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this morning. You're up early, you're up really, really, really early. I guess the sun just is rising, and here you are listening to us here Sunday morning. And we hope it make it worth it, which I think you will. So enjoy your coffee, enjoy your tea, your what else you have over there? Let's see. Coffee, cake, those type of things. I can see this. Oh, yeah. I see what's in the fridge. All that good stuff, right? So, GPS for Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney. And today's topic, not your father's retirement. And you can just guess from there what we're talking about. And I think about the book I wrote, Not Your Father's Retirement, where these concepts are coming from. It was almost an autobiography because I think about my father who worked at Local 38. They used to call it Tin Knocker. Actually, in Brewster was their corporate headquarters. And for Local 38, they had a pension, they had annuities, they had health care. They had a whole bunch of things for, you know, being union. And also, I think about my grandmother who worked at Reader's Digest in Pleasantville, which unfortunately is not there now, but or very parts of it are there. And, you know, she also received a pension. I think about just a generation or two ago when people had pensions, and of course, pensions are disappearing, but that's why it's not your father's retirement. Most people that are listening are putting away money for their own retirement that somehow along the way, the employer said, okay, employees, you take care of it. It's up to you to take care of your own retirement. We can't do it for you. So the emphasis has changed quite a bit over the years where companies just take, there's very few companies, public companies, that actually have pensions. Most of the pensions you'll find, of course, from school districts or firemen or police workers and so forth. You know, you find out the municipalities in those areas that have pensions. But by and large, companies do not have pensions. So that's why it is not your father's retirement. And people know exactly what I'm talking about when we go into that. So when you think about, you know, all the different things that are happening with the markets, with investments, with trying to put money away, you know, we always talk about retirement, that we can't wait to retire. And I get it. Like, you know, it'd be fun to retire and play golf and do these things. But it's really funny that somewhere along the way, we're always in a rush, you know. We're in elementary school. We can't wait to get to high school. Because once we get to high school, you know, we'll get that car. We'll get that boyfriend, get that girlfriend. Oh, that's not it. You know, once we get our first job, that's the ticket. Once we get our first job, right? You know, that's great. And then, okay, you know, once I graduate college, that's when, and somewhere along the way, we start working and the mantra is over, you know, once I put 20 years in, once I put 30 years in, I get this, I get that. And then you retire. And I'm not saying this happens to everybody. Then you retire, you're, let's say, 62 years old, and you wake up like the movie Groundhog Day, which is also a Broadway show, the groundhog, and wake up to I Got You Babe by Sonny and Cher, which repeats your day over and over again. I'm not saying that's negatively, but some people have told me that, or actually one client told me that was like, and the day went on and on and on and on and on. Now, there's, again, the reason why I share that with you is after we've talked about, you know, can't wait to retire, you know, I got my 30 years in. A lot of people don't transition. They don't think about what retirement's like. I mean, one of my clients told me, hey, I get up early. I get to the gym. I get home at 7:30 in the morning. Now what? Okay. I'm sure you have a lot of ideas what to do. But my point is, I saw something called serial retirement because of this concept of having this extra time, not sure what to do with it. And serial retirement means, you know, retire at 62, take off for a couple of years. And at 64, you get an itch to go back to work or help a friend out or a son or daughter. And you do that for two or three more years. Then you unretire and retire. And so forth. So it's not a line in the sand like our parents' generation or our grandparents' generation, that not your father's retirement generation. No doubt, when they retired at 60, that was pretty much it. It was a different, you know, area back then. Back in the day, we really were a manufacturing powerhouse. And then when you did leave a manufacturing job at 60, I remember life expectancy was only about 66 to 68, your skills really weren't transferred to do too much of anything else. Now in this day of servicing, let's say you're a bookkeeper and you retire, you know, you can take on some part-time clients and do bookkeeping for them. You know, you can use your serviceability to help others. And there's so many examples of that. But I just think that now in this day and age, there's so many things that you can do in retirement to earn money. Don't make it sound like like an oxymoron, but I've seen it happen. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. I'm glad you're joining us early this morning. And today's topic, not your father's retirement, the GPS method for financial security. And we were saying right before that, you know, it's amazing how many things have changed over time. And, we get it. But if you think about all the different things, you could be doing for retirement. Probably the best thing you could do for retirement is put money away into a retirement account they have at work, typically a 401k plan or 403b plan. Yes, you may not have the pension. I know that's a lot easier on you than trying to put money away yourself. But the upside is if you pick some good funds, you get a good market, you may actually do better than your father's retirement. You may actually do a lot better. So there's more opportunity. Yes, it may not work as well. It may even work better. That's where we are right now. And I think about this serial retirement. It's really important because a lot of us put so much emphasis, so much stress. Okay, at 65 years old, I need to have $1 million to retire plus my Social Security, and they'll be fine. And then meanwhile, they look at the glass half full because maybe they only have $500,000 and they're beating themselves up on it. But what if retirement wasn't a line in the sand? What if retirement wasn't at 65? What if retirement was a sliding scale that can move forward and backwards? What if retirement wasn't like grandfather's retirement, where you had to retire at 60 because you may pass away at 60 or 65. Those what-ifs are really important because it takes less stress. So if you start thinking of retirement in a different way, the reason why I share this with you, not that I'm coming up with a concept for the heck of it, in this business for 28 years, nearly three decades, and I feel like it's almost 100 years of talking to people about retirement, I would say about three quarters of them go back to work in some capacity. Maybe it's part-time at Home Depot, maybe it's volunteering at a hospital, but the point is, if you have some way to earn some money during retirement years, alongside your Social Security, maybe alongside the money you put away into retirement accounts, plus some of this earned income in retirement, the stress level goes down because then you don't need that so-called $1 million at 65. But I didn't suggest they need $1 million at 65, but there's some mantras that are out there and there's those magazines and periodicals that talk about having X amount of money put away for retirement before you can retire. That's not necessarily the case, but I'd really like for you to start thinking that there are opportunities in this kind of brave new world we're in, this technology world, where you can actually sit in your home and edit. If you're a good editor and you're good with writing, and edit right from your home and still have a great lifestyle. Or you could do taxes at home or help people or companies do bookkeeping. And there's so many different services that people can do at home now, which never happened before. And so with that opportunity, why I say not your father's retirement, in its name, it feels like it's not as good as it used to be. In some ways, that's true. But in other ways, having the skills that you have now transfers well into retirement. And I've seen that happen. So let me give you a couple of examples. One example I think about is someone who used to love scuba diving and sharing that experience and teaching others. So when he retired, he said, yeah, I want to teach others because I think it's great for them. People get certified and they can, be safe and so forth. Next thing you know, more and more students showed up. Next thing you know, he had a school. Next thing you know, he's out there diving, doing all these things. Wonderful life. So here he is retired, doing something he loves, a second act in life. And primarily, he loves it. He feels like he's giving something to someone who really can enjoy the same thing that he does. And additionally, there's some money coming in. But primarily, the reason why he does it, it's his passion he loves, and secondarily, that there's money coming in. We'll be right back after these messages. This is a GPS Refinances with Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management.
Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management has a new book out, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. We have given away hundreds and hundreds of his books over the years, and now it's a brand new one called Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series. Get it now before it even gets to Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. Our listeners will have the first copies. Be among the first 20 callers right now to get a free copy at 845-371-0101. First 20 callers get the new book from Ken Mahoney for 2017, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and you can get it for free right now. That number again, 845-371-0101. Life on Your Terms from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. glad we're joining this Sunday morning, nice and early, nice and bright. And if you heard that during a break, yes, we're giving a free book, Life on Your Terms, A GPS Guide to Retirement. The first 20 callers, I'm going to give the number out again. Get your pen and paper ready. I'm going to give the number out again for the first 20 calls. We'll get my book for free. Now, it sells on Amazon for $17.99. Also sells on Barnes & Noble, same price, $17.99. But because you're tuning in this morning, bright and early, the early bird gets the worm. So the first 20 calls this morning, 845-371-0101. Again, nobody's there right now. As you can imagine, Sunday 6 a.m. We're not meanie weenies at Mahoney Asset Management. People are home. But if you leave your name and your address, we'll send you a book. So Ken Mahoney, you call 845-371-0101 for your free book, Life on Your Terms, A GPS Guide to Retirement. A perfect companion to all the topics that we're talking about right here every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. And Life on Your Terms, as you can imagine, is you take the bull by the horn. You decide what you want in retirement. You start laying out your goals. You think about lifestyle first and money second. Most people do it the other way around. It's a big distinction, but most people think about money and, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. It's scarcity, scarcity, scarcity. Try to think a little bit more abundantly and call for the free book offer for the first 20 calls. Get it now. 845-371-0101. Today's topic, not your father's retirement. Almost a self, kind of autobiography, thinking about where I put money into my Mahoney Asset Management 401k plan, put into different mutual funds. I think about my father who worked at Local 38, sheet metal union worker, Brewster is where they're out of, and they had annuities, they had pensions, health care, and so forth. I think about my grandmother who worked at Reader's Digest. She also had a pension, and that's what you kind of talk about. It's not your father's retirement. So the employers said, hey, we're not providing this. You got to find a way to do it, and probably the best ways to do it is through the company's 401k plan, 403b plan. And we're talking about the serial retirement, serial, not the cereal that you're eating right now, probably as you're listening Sunday morning. S-E-R-I-A-L, cereal. Meaning, you retire at 60, take a couple years off maybe start working again at 62, take a few more years off again, so forth and so on. So it's staggered. It's not this line in the sand like our parents or grandparents may have done. It's been staggered. And I think about the story I just shared right before the break about someone who loves scuba diving and was able to share that with other students. And he just loves to see people doing it. And it got so popular, he actually made more money in retirement. That wasn't a goal, but made more money in retirement than he was working beforehand. And he loves what he does. It's funny, one quick story. I said, wow, that's really cool. I mean, like, what a stress-free type of environment to be able to do something you love and, not go into an office and be yelled at by managers. You're out there, you're instructing and people are getting certifications, going on trips, showing pictures of how well they did. He said, Ken, when you're below the water and you're counting 14 heads and make sure all 14 heads come up to the boat, that's stress. I'm like, oh, okay, you're right. So I'm like, no matter what you do, there's always stress involved. But his example of scuba diving, going out these excursions, why a lot of fun. He did feel responsibility. But just the concept was that in a second act in life, the first act, it was the grind. He had to grind it out, young children or mortgage. You know what I'm talking about, right? grind it out. Retire, got bored, wanted to do a give back. His passion, the scuba diving. Next thing you know, he's making more money than it. But that's not about it. His second act, though, was about something that's meaningful to him, something that's purposeful. And that's what I see in people's second act. And you probably know some people, too, that went back to work and did something so unrelated to what they're doing. And that may be you, for that matter. I also give an example of someone, when we talk about transitions, people right away say, oh, I can't wait to retire. So, well, I had a 72-year-old woman who slept into the city, and there was a planes, trains, automobiles type of way, down to lower Manhattan. I'd say about an hour and a half to an hour, 40 minutes each way. So you know how that works, right? And she got tired of it after a while. She put away money for retirement. The husband also put money away to retirement. But for her, she was done. And I get it, 72, ready to quote. So I remember checking with her a couple of weeks after she retired. And I said, how are you doing? She said, you know what? Gosh, I really didn't think about it. I was just so much pain about the commute. I got so sick of it. But I didn't realize, I guess, we're creatures of habit. I actually missed that bus ride into the city. I'm like, huh? That's what I thought. But that bus ride was almost like a book club for us. We talk about books. It was a quasi book club. We talk about books and what are you reading? And we have this great discussion. And then I go to work. Yes, it's a pain not to get there. But then at lunch, I'd see all my friends. We talk about, hey, what's happening with our children or grandchildren? And, I feel like I lost all the support. I lost all the things that I used to do on a daily basis. And I say that not to alarm you, but to make you realize that when we go from work to non-work, and for most people that are listening, they may have been working since 14 years old, the working papers. Remember working at the local A&P or 16 years old, which I did at the local A&P, pushing carts around and working the cashier and, you know, inventory and doing all those type of things. All of us kind of work somewhere, probably 14, 15, 16 year olds. And now here you are 50 some years later, 40 some years later, ready to retire. So that's all you know is work. But no one really thinks about after work what happens, because now, you know, you're kind of going to work, doing your thing Monday through Friday, and now every day is a weekend. I know that sounds great, and it is great, but he kind of lost it. I remember my father used to call him, and he would say to me, "Hey, what's today? Is it Wednesday or Thursday?" I said, "Dad, you're getting really good at retirement. If you don't know what day of the week it is, you're not going to put a little sticker on you, because you're doing really well if you don't know the day that of the week it is." And for some people, that's the case. But my point about this, when it comes to retirement, you know, think about not only the numbers, and that's why the book of Life in Your Terms, the number that we offered, and we'll offer again for you, is really thinking about what you want to do when you retire. How do you use that space of time? How do you, you know, do you go to the gym more? That's great, but that's on a couple hours a day. Are you going to be fulfilled in what you're doing? Are you going to spend more time with grandchildren? That's great. Are you going to, you know, donate or, you know, or help out at a local charity? These are some things you should be planning. And the reason why I say that, the examples I gave as far as people retiring, then unretiring and so forth, these are people who really didn't think about the transition part of it. They just thought about the numbers. They thought about what they were doing. They really think about how they're going to fill their day in retirement. Now, again, I'm making it maybe more daunting than it is, but you'd be surprised. We're a creature of habit. We like to kind of get up early in the morning, make the coffee or tea, and, you know, let the dog out, you know, give the dog food, give the dog water, feed the birds, you know, all this routine. And next thing you know, and then maybe a friend comes and picks you up from commute, and you go to work together, and you come back, and then you have friends at work that you see and so forth, and all that's gone practically, and at least not feeding the birds is gone, but all those type of things that you're doing on a daily basis are gone, and most people don't think about how to replace that. So when you think about retirement, you know, and hopefully you get a chance and opportunity coming up in just in a couple minutes to get the book for free, but Life on Your Terms talks just about that, the transition, more than just numbers, holistic approach to money and lifestyle. And I hope we did a good job with that. And in just a minute, you'll get that phone number. So get that pen and paper ready, catch the phone number, and call the office and be one of the first 20 calls. We'll be right back with GPS for Your Finances. Today's topic, not your father's retirement.
Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management is giving you a copy of his new book. It's called Life on Your Terms, and it's another in the series of the GPS Guide for Your Retirement books. Be among the first 20 callers right now at this special number, 845-371-0101. Let me repeat, 845-371-0101. You can get this book before anybody else, before it shows up in Barnes & Noble and at Amazon.com. It's available to you right now. It's called Life on Your Terms. It's another in the series of the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and it's from Ken Mahoney, and you want a copy of this new book. Be among the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney's new book, Life on Your Terms, 845-371-0101 right now.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. And the early bird's going to get the worm. They're going to get a free book right here, right now. For the first 20 callers, we'll get the book, Life on Your Terms, a GPS Guide to Your Retirement for free. First 20 callers at 845-371-0101. Now, retails on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But since you have a pen and paper in hand, I'll give you that number and you'll get the book for free. A perfect companion to what we're doing here at GPS for Your Finances every Sunday morning here at 6 a.m. The first 20 calls, ready? Here we go. 845-371-0101. Life in Your Terms, GPS Guide to Retirement. And here we are. We're tackling the last segment here this morning. The way we try to look at retirement, we believe, is from a GPS. Now, I trademark a GPS for retirement because it started resonating with people. Like, you know, financial planning is a lot of gobbledygook. But, you know, GPS people understand. Now, in my car, I call my GPS Mindy. She's very sweet. You know, she reroutes me a lot, but she's not yelling, "Oh my God, you missed a turn." Mindy's very calm. Just reroute you. So, but a GPS, you can imagine, you put in your destination. That's the first thing you do, right? So you put in the state, the city, the address, and usually the house number, and off you go. And same thing, I think, for financial planning, at least as far as your destination, at least you have to at least say what it is. You have to give a goal. And that's one of the most important things when it comes to investing or financial planning, is having a goal. So then you could track from there. So let's say your goal in your destination and your GPS coordinate is at 65 years old. You want to have $5,000 a month. Okay, there it is. At least we put in your destination. Now we work backwards. You look back at, let's say you're in your 50s. What can you do to make that work? And we start running numbers and we start looking at the impact of inflation over time once after you retire. We look at where your Social Security would be. By the way, if you don't know what your Social Security is going to be, go to socialsecurity.org. And put in your name and password, and they'll send you a password, and then you have to go back on again. But, you know, years ago, they used to send it to you every single year. And you can see whether they're right, by the way. You can see whether the earnings are correct. You can see how much you can collect at Social Security at 62 or 66 or at 70, these different milestones when it comes to Social Security. All that is online now. So if you haven't got one, people say, oh, I got one in the mail recently. I'm like, really? It was like 3 or 4 years ago was the last time they actually sent them. So one thing you may want to jot down and get a chance, make sure the socialsecurity.org has your information correct. See whether it should, you know, what the amount of money you receive at 62, 66, or 68. So when you start putting that piece together, that will help you. So your GPS, your destination, so to speak, is looking at what your expenses are going to be. That's your destination. And then we fill in everything else, much like a GPS. And it kind of shows you, okay, take this highway for 14 miles. Same thing. Okay, here's what we're going to need to do. You need to put away X amount of money for the next number of years. But it's so interesting that most people don't have this kind of coordinates, don't have this GPS. They kind of put money away and, you know, they sock it away and they don't really know whether they're putting enough away. They just kind of, I think it'll be okay. They don't look where their expenses may down the road. So there's so much abstract. And with that abstract or uncertainty, generally speaking, that uncertainty gives one a lot of stress. And that's too bad, because there are these things that are out there, like we use a GPS for retirement, other people use home financial plans. But at the end of the day, it really solves for X. It really takes a look at it and see whether you're ahead of where you should be, whether you're behind. I mean, how would you even know? How would you know if you're saving enough? How would you know you have enough saved already? How do you know if you're ready to retire tomorrow? You may have enough already and didn't realize that. How do you know if your goal is to retire at 65? You really may need to put in all 3 or 4 more years of contribution, or may have to change your investment. So that's why we think the GPS, at least our system, GPS for finances, is really important. Well, if you're just tuning in, I'm glad you tuned in this morning here, Sunday morning. I'm Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. We're here every Sunday morning presenting at GPS for your finances. Today's topic is not your father's retirement. No doubt, it's a lot different than it was a generation ago, two generations ago. And I think about, a lot of people have asked about tax-free bond funds and how they fit into retirement. So a lot of times we're talking about 401k plans, 403b plans, which is the company takes money out a couple times a month. Hopefully you made some good investment choices. We spoke about using Morningstar perhaps as a way to rank those funds or find those 5-star rated funds, you know, and put those put the money away and compound and grow and so forth. But what would you do with after-tax dollars? That is, now you got paid, you've been making your contributions. For some investors, remember, this is not a recommendation. I cannot give recommendations on the station for a lot of reasons. First of all, I don't know your situation. That's number one. But in general, I want to talk a little bit about tax-free bond funds or tax-free municipal bonds, because for some people, they think they need to be like Ross Perot or, I don't know, Bill Gates to have tax-free bond funds, but not necessarily. What are they? Well, think about municipalities, Port Authority, Tribal Bridge and Tunnel, MTA. These are all municipalities. These municipalities are like monopolies. If you want to go to George Washington Bridge, you don't get to negotiate with the tollkeeper there, right? It's at $14.50. Of course, if you have Easy Pass, it's less. But the point is, these are municipalities, are monopolies, so they're very safe. Yes, they've had some defaults over time, but I don't think we've had a New York State municipal bond default in quite some time. So they're very, very safe as far as the underlying assets. Again, the fund price can change based on interest rates, but here's what's really cool. By investing into a municipality, being part of that project, you think about the Tamsi Bridge, that's over $1 billion project. I forget how much that is in total, but it's a big project, right? By investing to those type of projects through mutual funds or individual bonds, the interest is exempt from federal and state taxes. So that's a biggie. So let's say the return is 4%. Without paying federal or state taxes, that's the tax equivalent of almost 6% or 6.5% for someone who's 20% tax bracket or 7% state bracket. So you get exempt from federal and state taxes by investing. Again, I'm not saying that you should be doing it. We're just raising the area of when you start thinking about retirement, putting money away. What I like about it, I think about putting money into a 401k plan, which is great. Down the road, you have to pay taxes. I think about Social Security, that will be there. I do believe it will be there. Pay more taxes to get there, but Social Security will be there. And as you receive Social Security, guess what? That's taxable also. It's nice to have one pot of gold, so to speak, or one area that's exempt from federal and state taxes, because almost everything else you're going to have out there, retirement accounts, IRA accounts, 403B, 401K, Social Security, as I mentioned, all of them are taxable. If you have earnings in retirement, as we spoke about earlier, that you're actually working a little bit in retirement, that's taxable. So it's something to take a look at, because it'd be nice to have something in retirement that you're not paying taxes on. It's something you can build. Now, again, these are not guaranteed. Any mutual fund's not guaranteed. But when people think about mutual funds, some invest in international stocks. Some can invest in small cap stocks. Some can invest in the gold and oil and technology. The one area, though, that people don't really look into sometimes are tax-free municipal bonds. They may be a fit for you, but they may not be a fit. I want to raise your awareness, because this is one area that's kind of interesting. As you overlap different strategies into your retirement plan, it's nice to have something that's tax-free all the way around. Well, it's been a pleasure to be with you this morning here on GPS for Your Finances. And we covered, again, your files retirement. I'm going to give you that phone number one more time. I think we got some room for a couple more callers to get the book for free. This is Life on Your Terms, a GPS guide to retirement. Here it is, the first 20 callers that call, 845-371-0101. Again, people have told me they love my books. Hope that's the case. But the first 20 callers, you can go to Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. Don't do that. Right here, call the number right now. We'll give the book free. 845-371-0101. Well, I'm glad you tuned in for GPS for Your Finances. I'm Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to a GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.